This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
It is BFM 89.9, the business station. I'm Rich Bradbury. Good morning and welcome to Open for Business. This is the show that dives into the journeys and ventures of entrepreneurs and business leaders. This morning on the show, Abdul Muttalib Zulkarnain will be joining us. He's the founder and CEO of Hired, an innovative platform designed to promote skill development and connect users with part-time work and training opportunities. Not his first time on the show. We're welcoming him back after 5 years. We're going to find out what has changed. Now, in today's rapidly evolving job market, traditional methods of securing part-time work, such as word-of-mouth referrals or classified ads, are becoming increasingly outdated. Many individuals, particularly of the younger generation, face challenges in finding part-time opportunities that match their schedules, skills, preferences, and often wants. To revolutionize part-time employment and simplify the process of finding suitable gigs, Muttalib pioneered the development and launch of Get Hired in 2017. The primary objective was to empower users by connecting them with part-time work opportunities that facilitate both personal and professional growth. Through Get Hired, employers can easily recruit individuals for various divisions within their companies or within proximity. And additionally, the platform enables users to earn skill badges by completing part-time jobs or engaging in training sessions, fostering financial and professional independence. A bit of gamification in there. Recently, Get Hired has partnered with the Federal Land Development Authority, FELDA, to introduce Field Gig, a digital recruitment solution tailored for plantation work from reaping to fertilizing. Field Gig offers a convenient experience for both employers and job seekers within the agriculture industry. Now, today on the show, Muttalib will provide insights into how Get Hired has modernized talent development in Malaysia, highlighting the uniqueness of their business model and sharing their plans for 2024 and beyond. And if you have any questions for myself or Muttalib, you can get us on our U-Mobile WhatsApp number 018-789-8899 and get us on X. We are at BFM Radio. Muttalib, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thank you, Richard. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Selamat Hari Raya, all Malaysia. Yeah, since we are still in Raya month.
Indeed. Good to be back. How was your Raya?
Very simple this year. Quite simple because I'm from Klang Valley.
Yeah.
I'm hometown in Klang Valley. So normally we finish Hari Raya in day one. The first day Raya we already
No visiting it. Everywhere like other side of the country.
We didn't go outside of the country. Okay. Yeah.
So you were here in 2019, interviewed by Frida. I think a little bit later on we're going to get to what has changed since then, in those 5 years since then. But for people who are only just hearing about you, they've heard the introduction. Tell me a little bit about why you decided to enter this space and what problem, I guess, were you trying to fix?
Sure. All right. So my background is human resources. Right? I studied human resource development in UTM since 2001. So I have 20 years experience in human resources. So most of my jobs previously is handling recruitments. So during my times in F&B industries, I found that To hire a part-time workers during a festive season like Christmas and New Year is very hassles.
Right.
Even we want to pay higher as well, we cannot find any suitable candidates, even for a busboy. Mm. So after quite some time, I sit down with my friends, also my schoolmates. He's also well-versed in full-stack development. So I threw in an idea how we can solve this in terms of enticing young peoples and as well to give different solutions to the employers to hire faster, right? So that is the key to hire faster on when the time they need. Mm. So we provide that solution in 2019. That's the purpose we are here in 2019. So we talked to Freda about how we can use this type of methods, which is students or SPM leavers want to find part-time jobs, they can just refer to our apps or even get instant notifications on what jobs nearby them.
What do you think the problem with I don't want to say younger people, the younger generation, when it comes to part-time work, I mean, I'll give you an example. When I was younger and in the UK, when it was Christmas time or it was New Year's time,
yeah.
I knew that I could earn far more money during that festive period than I could the year round.
Correct.
You know, so I would wait until that period came around, volunteer my services, or, well, not volunteer for free, but obviously I would search out because I knew that I was often getting paid double. I'd have to work harder, but I knew that I'd be getting decent employment and decent hours. What do you think the issue was then about getting these staff to come on board at these times? Is it because they just want to spend time just hanging out during the period?
I believe social media and smartphone, I think, changed all this behavior.
Right.
During my time working, that I found out the problems during my HR industries, I feel that those times we don't have any smartphones or social media. So they tend to like work in very small space of their environment. They want to earn a living and refer to the friends from where they can spend much of their time. But here nowadays, because of social media, the behavior of youngsters rapidly change. So we cannot estimate that they want to work part-time as of, like you said, to find monies during festive season or whatnot. Because with digital space, there's a lot of ways for them to earn an income or even earn part-time jobs from digital space. So that's why I believe now we can see a lot of those times in my days, all these part-time jobs filled up by all these school leavers.
Yeah.
Nowadays, they are no more. Right, they are staying at home. Basically, they tell us they do something, they research some things, they want to do something. But when they consume a lot of content, they tend not to producing.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. Right? So they stop producing. So this is a problem that I can see in younger generations, that we are trying to pitch them, offer a different angle, which is you use your time to find a very precious item in your life, which is skills. Unreplaceable. You cannot buy with money. Even you have 1 billion, you cannot buy skills, right? You need to spend your time to get skills. So that is an idea that we instill since our establishment 2019. You got time, spend that time to find skills, experience, or larger your networking. So that's why we come up with our equations, times equal to skill plus XP plus network. It's basically we want to enhance what Benjamin Franklin had introduced in 1878, is times equal to money. So these younger generations will look at that very simple equation. I got time, I find money. But money is, for me, you got 1 billion today, tomorrow you can.
Yeah.
And how you want to find it more? Because of the skill, because of the network, and because of the experience you can get that money. So what we're trying to put on the table is basically, hey, just put aside that money part. Concentrate your time to get skills, to get experience, and to get network. With these three elements, we believe they can become money getters from that networking, from that experience, and from that skills.
Let me give you a use case. Let's say I know of a young man. He is from Kedah, in his mid-20s, graduated from school, did very well. Now, his time he devotes to social media, and he is a, let's say he's a small time content creator, and he does manage to generate a small amount of income from the content that he creates. But the amount of work that he has to do, and like you say, consume to watch something to make sure he's on trend and he's on brand, takes up so much time. And in my head, you know, I have that a sound in my head, so go out and get a real job, which almost sounds, you know, offensive to younger people nowadays, because for them, and I agree, it is a real job if you invest the right amount of time into it. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Basically, that is a new skills currently that we are trying to tell to the younger generation as well. These digital skills are very important now, whereby AI now come into place, and our government also think AI will be one of the solution in the digital space, so that we need to ask all the younger generation to be part of AI developments. Mm. But for me, they need to learn step by step first, right? On this digital space, what they need, like if they want to become content creator, YouTuber, that is one, a new profession nowadays. Mm-hmm. But it's not, they need to take it seriously. That is a profession. It's not like...
you can't just dip in and out.
Correct, yes. When you dip in and then you decide want to do something else, I believe the skill is not tech enough. Mm. Because we have one theory, introduced by Malcolm Gladwell. Mm. I think you heard about this before. Mm. 10,000 hours.
Yeah.
So 10,000 hours, you spend 8 hours per day for 5 days, it will around two and a half years to 3 years. Then you can get 10 hours, 10,000 hours. Then 10,000 hours, you are so-called like professional skills.
A pro, yeah.
A pro in that certain skills. So if you want to do venture into creating content, there's a lot of tools, a lot of skills that needed. Not only creating video content, script writings, there's a lot of, it's like a production house.
Yeah.
Right? So for people, for youngsters, they need to aware there's a lot of skills that needed just to produce one good content.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So it's they need to find out at the back of the rooms, it's not only one person, right? So, but with the help of AI, it will be basically a fulfillment for one person to operate a one person, a Lone Ranger, to have all this type of skill to provide to that one person.
Okay, we'll come back around to get hired in just a few moments. We're taking a short break here on Open for Business. My name is Rich Bradbury here on BFM 89.9. A short break coming up. We'll be right back after these messages here on BFM 89.9.
Beating fickle mindsets. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is BFM 89.9, the business station. Welcome back to Open for Business. This is the show that dives into the journeys and ventures of entrepreneurs and business leaders. Today on the show, I'm speaking with Talib. He's the founder and CEO of Hired, an innovative platform designed to promote skill development and connect users with part-time working and training opportunities. It was last year in 2019, speaking with my colleague then, Frida Liu. What's changed over the last 5 years, Emo Talib? We'll forget about the pandemic, but let's just imagine that never happened. I wish.
We cannot, because it's really affect us on our models on the pandemic, right? So we start for part-time recruitment, focusing into FMB, hotels or whatnot. And on September 2019, after we met Freda, we introduced a hire per universities that we help, because university is the factory of our workers, workforce in Malaysia. So we want to track and record their skill from where they attend university programs or whatnot. Normally, what they do is basically they will give a voucher, a merit point, to any university student that participate in their programs. Mm-hmm. So we change that to not only points, but we give experience points and as well what skills that they get from their programs. Right. So we have that ecosystem. We have the part-time recruitment. We have the pool of workers from university programs. And then in 2020, when COVID happens, right? So both of these pillars cannot work anymore. Mm. Right? We are closed for 2 years, physical closed for 2 years. So we joined one challenge that we introduced to complete our ecosystems. Now you have people looking for jobs. You have employees looking for people to find jobs. We develop people to get skills. Now we provide and apps for skilled people to have their services online. Mm-hmm. Like they have their own pages and they have their own payment gateway. And just to change all the things in the website, we provide them a simple apps so that they can add their menus, add their product pictures, or add their product descriptions.
So hang on a minute. So just to kind of clarify, is that like a resume for an individual online, or is it slightly different?
Slightly different. This is like, okay, when you learn a certain skill, like haircut, right?
Right.
You're certified of haircut. So we provide them.
There were some dodgy haircuts in the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah. So we provide them an apps. So like you, yourself now in Tamantun, Dr. Ismail, you want to find a barber.
Right.
Just with a single click, you can find them like a Grab.
Got it.
Driver, right?
Got it.
So we put them in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. We provide them in the apps so that all these skilled people like barbers, tailors, right? They have, because during pandemic, these type of categories, business, I've been left behind, if you're aware. Because we're only promoting people that sell products in Lazada, Shopee and whatnot. But all these barbers, tailors are left behind. So we provide them an app so that they're also visible in digital marketplace. Mm-hmm. So that's complete our ecosystem, right? People finding skills, and then they got skills in university. Then when they have skills, they're able to sell their skills to the public.
Got it.
So that complete our equations. Mm-mm. Now they have skills, they gain the experience. Now they need the networks. Mm. They need the marketplace, right? So we provide that marketplace for them to able to get the bookings
right
from their services. Right?
So your background in HR obviously helped you identify where these...
The pathways.
The pathways were.
The career engineer.
So yeah. Right, okay. Before you started back in 2017, I think is when you first started, right? Yeah. Did you have a background in entrepreneurship at all? Had you started a business before? Had you kind of dipped your toes in at all?
Before I left my jobs, I am a group general manager. So on that post, I learned a lot of entrepreneurship because I report direct to CEO and I'm handling a lot of businesses. So I try to develop the business. So that's where I gained my all these three things, skills, network and experience from there. And in 2011, I found that this is a good time for me to leave employment and to start my ventures in business, entrepreneurships. For sure, it will be a lot of challenges in the first 2-3 years. That's where we put on our stand ground. Okay, I want to provide these solutions in 2017.
Let's talk about some of those challenges a little bit then. What did you encounter when you were first starting out?
Oh, basically, first starting out to do business.
Yeah, to moving into hired. So you've established yourself as you want to be an entrepreneur.
Correct.
You have a problem that you know that can be fixed by bringing something to market. Mm. For somebody who's not necessarily fully in that kind of background, you know, you're a manager. That's fine. Yeah. You know what you're doing, but you're not learning. You've not learned about fundraising from that particular market. Yes. You know, so that's obviously your first challenge, I guess.
Yes, correct.
Right.
you pin it directly to the point.
Yeah.
So my first challenge is basically to find an angel.
Yeah.
Right. To that believe in my ideas, mm-hmm. that support on my ideas. Frankly enough. From my networking, there's two angels that agree that, okay, we need to solve this. Mm. But again, the investors have the appetite, right?
Of course.
So during the pandemic, they lose their appetite and they see this is not, they cannot see the futures after the COVID and see how fast we can recover. Mm. So they pull the handbrake during the pandemic. So I'm alone and with my co-founder. Thankful enough, for over only 1 year, we already established contacts with government agencies, with the universities and where. Then, with the initial funding that the angels brought in to initiate the apps, now we can offer the solutions to the public.
Yeah. How important do you think it was for the government initiatives that helped you out? Would you be here now without those?
Recently, last year, basically, we received a government funding from Cradle, CIP Spark, through this field geek. Mm. The formative of government initiative is basically to spur local economies and also to push forward this digital ecosystem agenda, right?
Yeah.
By providing solutions and also supporting the startup, local startups. The fundings, I think, not really enough to put the commercialization value up there because we're also competing with the giants coming out from outside to Malaysia.
Yeah.
So what I'm suggesting to keep us competitive is basically to level the playing ground, right? Means the ANP killing us now. Basically, we really need support from the ANP, but also the government also need to look into the policies that also can secure not only startups, but also local producers, local traders as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that seems like a tough pill to swallow currently for a lot of local entrepreneurs, right?
Correct. Mm. Yeah. Because for me, we had these scenarios for over 10 years now because of political stability. During COVID era, what I told to my entrepreneurs friends, COVID is not our main enemy. The government policy is our main enemy currently because it doesn't help us during those times, right? So that's why for us, we urge the agency, the government to put a serious thought in terms of policies because we are lacking behind, like in Singapore, Indonesia, Vietnam. We are fall back behind 10 years in terms of policies. So for us to survive in this kind of market, not tough, but really
challenging.
If you're competing with foreign startups that are providing a similar products with us, but coming in with cash-rich treasure chest.
Okay. Right? Yeah. Hold that thought. We're going to go into the news, folks. We'll be right back after these messages. A bit more of a positive discussion when we come back, of course. You're tuned in to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, of course. This is Open for Business, the show that dives into the journeys and ventures of entrepreneurs and business leaders. This morning on the show, I'm speaking again with Mutaleb Zulkarnain, the founder and CEO of Hired, an innovative platform designed to promote skill development and connect users with part-time work and training opportunities. If I'm getting this right, time equals skills plus XP plus networks and money. That's about right, yes?
Yes.
Right. Talk to me about the app then and the development of that app and how you came to first provide your minimum viable product. How did that development happen?
Okay, after we pivoting in 2021, we dive into industry specifics where we engaged by Felda because Felda know about our tools and solution of rapid recruitment. So they engage us and for us to fine-tune our solution to target on their industries, right? So we start venturing with Felda. Basically, we onboard their KBK, contract bekerja kecil employees,
right,
to become digital workers, to become gig workers. First, they liberate these workers, which is under them, under their management before this. So we liberate them to become a gig workers. Why we onboard them? Because they already have experience. They have the skill set, right? They have the ready skill set. They can perform the jobs for Felda. So we onboard them to around 2,500 workers to come into the digital space.
Wow.
Yeah. Now currently, Felda have been using for over 2 years now, around Peninsula Malaysia for 13 wilayah, we call it, 13 places. And over Peninsula Malaysia.
How has that changed things for both you and Felda then in terms, has it helped them out and of course obviously helped you out?
Yes, well for sure. Basically, previously Felda still paying them hard cash, right? So they need to hire security vendors to safeguard all this cash, right? Yeah. So they still need to pay bi-weekly all these salaries. So now first we digitize that. We help them to all these salary payments online. And as well, for them to locate the nearest person that can able to perform the task. The idea is like you're finding Grab riders or Grab drivers nearby you just to send you to designated places. So for field gigs, basically all these field managers, and then open the apps, they can find from the dashboard how many person that can have that have skill of harvesting, they have skills of fertilizing, so whatnot. So they can just offer jobs. They know, okay, surrounding me, I have 150 people. Then I'll post a job for tomorrow. Then these 150 people will get notifications whether they want to accept the jobs or not, right?
Yeah.
So we also have some protections over there. We have some three lists, basically white list, gray list, and black list. So if you have certain records, so you will not receive any notification if you are in the black list.
Right. Yeah. So it's kind of like rating your Grab driver.
Sure, yeah, similar like that. Correct, yeah.
And the feedback from the users has been good, positive, has it?
Yeah, since our launch, we launched by the chairman, Dato' Sri Idris, Idris Yusof, before this in Kuala Terengganu. So the feedback from the gig workers is basically for them, normally, for them before this, they need to knock the doors of the offices of Felda to find a job, say, tomorrow got jobs or not. And then Second thing, they need to serve quite long contracts, 3 months, 6 month contract. That I think will put our youth away from this kind of jobs because youth are very scared of long commitments. Yeah. Even though they have the curiosity to try, but when soon they found out, hey, I need to serve 1 month only, can I get my salary? For sure, they don't want to be involved in this industry. Like me as well, before this, SPM Leavers, I went to work as a part-time in radio shops, right? Do 1, 2, 3 days and you find out, this job is not for me.
Not for me.
What happened to that 3 days? You will not be paid for that 3 days. So youth will feel that better I didn't work at all because I will not be paid. So we try to offer this type of angle so youth can first, because we want to target youth to participate in these industries, so that they can try out, this is not really hard. So they want to try in the second day. Then it's continuing and they can have their words spread to their friends as well.
How does it affect the amount of pay that they get now that it's been digitized? Because I'd assume that if it's physical and you're using cash, it can be a complicated process about, you know, invoicing and whatever and keeping track. Now, of course, with it all being digitized, you can see exactly when somebody has worked, when they started, when they finished, if they decided to turn up to work or not. And kind of economizing, I guess, or making it streamlined. Yeah. Has that helped the way in which they're paid? And does it alter the amount that they're paid?
From employers' point of view, it's basically they lessen the burden like to pay all these government subsidies and whatnot. So how they rewards these gig workers is basically because they didn't need to pay for EPF and social and whatnot.
Right.
So they pay a higher rates. So to answer your question, it's basically they earn higher than they earned conventionally before.
Right.
Let's say before they've been paid 1 ton 80 ringgit with us, they can get 1 ton maybe 100 ringgit. So they get more as a gig workers to complete their certain jobs.
And how do you incentivize them to stay on your app? Because I mean, I suspect that's part of it, right?
Sure.
Because there must be other apps similar.
We collect, like you introduced before, you collect skill badges and experience.
Yeah.
So for this harvester as well, they have skill badges. We also have this kind of rating tier. You complete how many times, you get first tier, and then you up to second tier, third tier, and fourth tier. So they have a goal that they want to achieve, right? So that they can, I want to get more income, so I need to complete more. And also with this data, it can complement the needs of our current minister. They announced the needs of how we can certify the harvester of palm oil. Because all these peoples, they don't have proper certifications. So we can provide this new data to the ministry. This is your base data to certify this person, right? It's not like from people recommendations or whatnot. This is a real data that can complete a certain task. So, for sure, with digital data that we collect, it's not only benefit the employers in terms of performance, in terms of how much they pay people, how much they yield and whatnot, but also can help all these workers that previously are left behind.
Yeah.
Their pay previously, because there's no guides, no proper benchmarking as well. But from our engagement with Felda, they already hire one Japanese technocrats, technologists to come in to see what is the potential to mechanizations and also automations of their operations, right? So these Japanese tech companies also pinpoint that this harvester cannot be replaced, right?
So their jobs are safe.
Their job is safe, one. But how we want to empower them as well and also to increase their value in terms of jobs. Because youth looking at a harvester, they say they feel that this is low paying job. But basically what we're paying for harvester weekly basis can reach around 4,000 ringgit per week. So it's comparable to the what we call the perceptions of youth in terms of agriculture. That's why from the data also we can see minimum age now involving in agriculture, average age, is 40 years old.
Right.
This data provided by the LKIM, the fisheries department. So it's troubling for me as well. So that because Malaysia is starting with an agriculture economy, right? We're producing foods, but now we don't have any foods in the table, right? Yeah. Number one, because not we don't have the lands, but nobody want to involve to in the it. Industry anymore right now. So we depend to outside people, foreigners to do these things. Yeah. So we hope with this solution we can trigger basically the interest of youth to come into back this industry.
I think that's a kind of noble pursuit, and 4,000 ringgit per month is not a small amount, per week is not a small amount of money, particularly if you're living on a Felder estate somewhere.
Correct.
You can't spend that money on a Felder estate. There's nowhere to spend it.
Yes.
So it's a good way of saving, and maybe they could use that then to upskill themselves a little bit further on down the line. Well, now speaking about value, and just before we wrap up, where are you guys now, you know, with Hyatt? In terms of value of the company, in terms of revenue that you're doing, how does it differ now compared to how it did a few years ago?
Because now we have three pillars now, right? We have Hyatt, we have Hyatt Pro, and we have Hyatt Zaz. Mm. So PhilGig is fall under Hyatt Pro. Currently, the PhilGig payroll that we handle every month is up to 300,000 ringgit per month, just for these plantation workers, right? That involve, I think, three active regions in Felda. In terms of revenues from other sectors, like universities and also Hyatt Zaz, we also can roughly, we can get really around 1.5 million to 2 million ringgit revenues from their sales.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's where we feel that the support from Cradles will be beneficial to all the startups that can propel us and also put our agenda forwards to the public.
Mm.
Yeah.
So last couple of questions then. What do you want to be seeing for your business within the next couple of years is number one. And the second part of that question is, to get to that point, what challenges do you need to overcome?
All right. So because we are now focusing into plantations, so we will evolve into other similar industries like agricultures, fisheries, that we want to provide a very healthy, skillful pool of workers that be their own boss, right? So we need to have a healthy pool of workers constantly so that the employers also can really confident to tap into our pool of workers. And then our challenge is basically for all these agencies to adopt the technologies, and five big companies in Malaysia, plantation companies in Malaysia also, need to adopt the idea of sharing economies.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Felda workers, they are liberate these workers. Hey, why not we can just offer them the job as well? Because you know these workers are already skilled and developed by the Felda.
Yeah.
Right?
And they have a rating.
They have
you
the rating
see what
as
the
well.
Rating is, yeah.
Right. So we position ourselves to provide this type of pool of workers, quite niche and quite skilled workers, that I think we are one of the companies that have this kind of data. But our vision is basically to provide a borderless workers, same like EU policies.
Mm.
Have been done in Australia, even though a lot of Malaysians go to Australia, like they have a work holiday visa.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you work, Richard? Do you know?
Yeah, I do. Orange plantations, apple plantations.
But why they cannot work that kind of jobs in Malaysia?
Yeah, right.
So we need to provide a good policies.
Mm.
I think the rates is similar now.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
In terms of how much they need to spend back on whatever earnings they have now there in Australia, right?
Mm.
But we want to broaden the regions, basically, not only in Malaysia, but also we can broaden this skilled people to Indonesia, Thailand, Philippines. But we need to have a good policy for ASEAN market that can enable all these skilled people to work around all this region.
So your app needs an inbuilt e-visa thing as well. ideal world.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense, right? Yeah? Okay.
Correct.
On that note, we'll wrap up.
Sure.
Mutalib, thank you very much for your time today. It's been a pleasure seeing you again.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to me.
Where can people find out more information about Hired?
Yeah, you can visit our website, www.hired.my. Right.
And there you go. If you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast and have a listen back at your leisure, of course. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, The Business Station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.